we were discussing the Tosfos on Mem Zayin on the base, where Tosfos disagrees with the Halachas Gedolos. The Halachas Gedolos was of the opinion that number one, Avelos and Rishon is Daraisa, provided that it's Yom Nisav HaKvura. And number two, whenever there's a conflict between a mitzvah deraisa and a mitzvah derabbanon, the mitzvah deraisa always has to take precedence. So therefore, if someone dies and is buried on the very last day of Yontif, the Avelim would observe Avelus Yom Rishon on Yontif Sheni Shel Golias, because Yontif Sheni is only the Rabbanon, and Avelus Yom Rishon is deraisa. So Tosfos proves from our Gemara that the whole premise is not correct, because our Gemara is talking about a conflict between a din deraisa liyolam mehem tavoy. There was a din deraisa mashachar avdo over beesay, and nonetheless, when that comes in conflict with making up a minyan, the whole idea of making up a minyan is only midirabbanon. The whole institution of a minyan is only midirabbanon. So you see that you're permitted to violate a din deraisa when it's in conflict with a din derabbanon. So here, when the Rosh presents this bahag in the Tosfos, the Rosh always gives you the maskonis of the Balei Tosfos halacha lemaisa. So the Rosh has a line that became famous in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Sadeshin picked up on this line in the Rosh, and the Mogen Avraham quotes it, so now it became famous. The Rosh says, and it's a deichik to say that the Gemara is talking about Parsha Zohar. Means if it would have been talking about Parsha Zohar, so that's a Kriya Deraisa, and Parsha Zohar needs a minyan mid Deraisa. So that's a deichik to say that it was Parsha Zohar. So that's a chiddush on the part of the Rosh. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Yudal and Amin Aleph seems to establish that the Kriyas Parsha Zohar is a din deraisa. Zohar is a shos halacha molek, is a mitzvah ledoris. It's not just a hirua shua to the Dor HaMidbar. It's a mitzvah that applies throughout all the generations, and the money HaMitzvah counted. And the Gemara says that Zohar yachol belev, talmeloyma lo sishkach, harei belev omo, hamani mekaim Zohar, Zohar bepeh. So then the Gemara says, Zohar may be bepeh. You recite it, you recite Parsha Zohar. The Gemara says, no. They learn now from a pasuk has to be mitoch haksav. So that you have to learn Parsha Zohar min ha-Torah mitoch haksav from a Sefer Torah that the Gemara seems to say in Megillah Daf Yudal and Amin Aleph. But the Rosh added on that it has to be Boasara. That's a chiddush from the Rosh. The Mogen Avraham quotes this la'alacha. That the Trumas Hadesh was medayek this from the Rosh. Then the later Achrayim discuss. Rabbi Nachum Zemeh has a discussion of this topic. What do you mean? Shabbos Parsha Zohar? In the Shachar and Eved at Kanani on Shabbos Parsha Zohar. What then? In the middle of the week? So Parsha Zohar is on Shabbos. Is it permissible to be Mishachar and Eved on Shabbos? So he goes into all dissertation about that. Mekach HaMemka is not allowed. Kinyonim are not allowed. So the Shaila is, what about to give a get to your wife? So Tosfos and Gittin claims they have a Tosefta that says that the Ein Megarshim is Shabbos. And it's printed on the side of the margin of the Tosfos and says, we don't have such a reading in our Tosefta. But Tosfos claims that that's the din. With the Tosefta, without the Tosefta, even no Tosefta. Tosfos says that's the din. You're not permitted to be Megarish on Shabbos, Mishum. It's part of Mekach HaMemka. It's not that his wife belongs to him, and then when he wants to divorce her, he's makna her. It's all in Issa V'Heta, but still, a shtar is a Maisa Kinyan. Isha Niknis V'Kaina Esatzno. We use the Lashon, Isha Niknis, when you Mekadish. E Mekadshim is a Mishnah. You're not allowed to be Mekadish and Isha on Shabbos is a Mishnah in the end of Beitzel. So E Megarshim follows logically. If you're not allowed to be Mekadish, you're not allowed to be Megarish. Even though it's not a Chalois Kinyan, but it's a Maisa Kinyan. You do Kiddushe Kesef, the same Kesef that you Koine Karka. The Gemara says, Malakestav Shken Koine Biyama V'Koine Kan. So it's a Maisa Kinyan. So the same thing they get is a Shtar. Just like Shtar is Koine Karka, so Shtar is Koine Gerish. So the same Shtar is Koine Lola Meisha. The Gemara says, the same Shtar is Koine Shicha Bayit Abba Kanani. So if Kiddushin and Gerish are included in the Xeris Mecca Chamem, because the Shichra Abba Kanani should also be included. Mechlal, how is he Meshach and Abba Kanani? But he wrote a Shtar Shichra on Shabbos. You got a goy to write it. It has to be written Shmo. I can't get a goy to write it on Shabbos. So how is he Meshach and Abba Kanani? Bekesef. No. The Gemara says, we pasuk can be Meshach and Abba Kanani Bekesef. So that's questionable. What did the Rosh mean? Unless you say it's a doichek, it's far-fetched to say that it happened on Parsha Zohar. can't mean Parsha Zachar and Shabbos. So Menachem Zembe has a pilpul on that top. Mafkir Zainan Shabbos is a machloikis harishonim, whether it's forbidden, whether the Magen Avraham quotes that in Hilchos Shabbos, to be mafkir something on Shabbos, is that included in the Gzeiras Mekach HaMemkar and that? Because mafkir is also haknoa, but it's in a certain sense, you're not makna to somebody, you just misalik yourself and the mele remains ownerless. So that's a mefurish machloikis harishonim, because the Gemara talks about. The Gemara says, "But there is a bebitul by bitul chometz, but there is a bebitul b'leiv, bebitul b'almasagim." And the Gemara talks about doing bitul chometz on Yontif. Or the Gemara talks about making bitul chometz. How can you be mevatel chometz on Pesach? The Gemara says, "Before it becomes chometz, if it already becomes chometz, also banor. But if I left the rising dough in my home on Yontif." And I went to the Beis Medrash, and then I remind myself, hey, I better go home quickly to bake the dough, or it's going to turn into chametz. And I realize I don't have enough time to go home. So then the Gemara says you should be mevatlet before it becomes chametz. After it becomes chametz, farfan, you can't be mevatlet, but before it becomes chametz, or whenever Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so we're all mevatlet chametz on Shabbos. So the Rishonim have a machlekes over there. What's the nature of the din of bitul chametz, where the bitul chametz means hefker, that's how Tosfos holds. So bitul chametz is something else. So the Ramban over there argues, how can it be hefker? Isn't hefker prohibited on Shabbos because of nekach hamemka? And the Tosfos Rid writes in Masecha Shabbos, he has a raif in Gemara that it is mutter to be mafker on Shabbos, because the Gemara says Rab Lezer holds. Not only Mila Bizman is Decha Shabbos, even the Machshiri Mila is Decha Shabbos, and the same thing. Machshiri Dalad Minim, you're allowed to cut off, let's say on the first day Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, so with the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to shake the lulav. But Menatar Yimuchiv to shake the lulav. And Rabbi Lezer says, and even if you forgot to cut off the lulav from before Shabbos, Machshiri Dalad Minim are Decha Shabbos. You're permitted to cut off the lulav from the tree on Shabbos. So the Gemara says he holds basically, Rabbi Lezer holds Machshirei Mitzvah Adecha Shabbos, all mitzvahs. Machshirei Korbanos Adecha Shabbos, all Machshirei Mitzvah Adecha Shabbos. The Gemara says with a few exceptions. So one exception to the rule is mezuzah, and one exception to the rule is tzitzis, that you're not allowed to nail on a mezuzah on the wall on Shabbos, you're not allowed to tie tzitzis on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Manishtana tzitzis and mezuzah from all the other mitzvahs. So the Gemara said, because in these two, Iboy Mafke Lenichse, if he's Mafke the Beged and he's Mafke the apartment, so then he's not Chayv in Mezuzah, he's not Chayv in Tzitzis. So you see from that, so the Tosfos Rid claims that you see from that Gemara that it's permissible to be Mafke on Shabbos. Maybe it means permissible Minatar, maybe it's also with the Rabbanon. But he claims you see arrive in that Gemara that it's Mutar even with the Rabbanon to be Mafke on Shabbos. So the Achranim quote this, the Magen Avraham quotes it, Machlek is between the Tosfos Rid in Perek HaBlezer de Milo against the Ramban in the first Perek in Shabbos. So that's where Menachem Zemel works on. Maybe Shichur Evekneini is along the lines of Hefker. Even if you all weep Paskar Machkar Abdi Yotzel Acheris Vitzorch Get Shichur, you can't be Mitzarf to the minion until you give him a Get Shichur. So just to be Mafke wouldn't help, but you can be Mishachra the Avaknani either Ayyide Kesef or Ayyide Shtar. So it can be Mishachra Ayyide Kesef on Shabbos. I bet Ayyide Kesef that should be like Gerishin. So Rabbi Nachum Zeman tries to explain why it should be more similar to Hefker. Why maybe it should be Mutar over here, different kinds of Hefker. This kind of Hefker, everyone would agree, would be Mutar on Shabbos. He works on that, the issue. Okay.
So the Gemara is talking about Istzer.
And
it's
Tzara,
so it's
Tfilah Deraisa. Uh-huh. Could be. And also Tfilah B'Tzibur would be Deraisa. He can daven without a minion. There is such a thing as davening without a minion. Maybe. I don't know. But this line is a famous line in the Rosh. Okay. Then yesterday we mentioned that this is a Machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. Had a Paskan Halacha L'Maaseh. The Mechaber Paskans, like the Sfardishit tradition, the Rif and the Rambam, all the way back to the Gaon, and many Chachmas, they all follow the Halachas Gedol Shita, that Avelis Yom Rishon is their Raisa, and they talk a Paskal Halacha like that. If the Yom HaMisa Bakfur is on the last day Yontif, that since it's a conflict between a mitzvah deraisa and mitzvah rabbanon, so the mitzvah deraisa takes precedence. And the Rama says we don't accept the bahag because we paskin even avelus yom rishon is only the rabbanon. That's the pashtus. We paskin that all avelus is only the rabbanon. That's why it's very difficult. There are some achrayim who want to say that ovel, the Gemara has a din, ovel is ena minech tefillin. The yom rishon, that's on tezayin on the base, on the fifth line from the top. Amar Rav, Ovel chai b'chol ha-mitzvot ha-muros b'Torah chutz min ha-tefillin. Sheharinem ben peher, shenem peherach ha-chavoy shalecho. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel HaNavi that his wife is going to die, and he should practice observing Avelis before she dies. So since it's only practice, and some of the laws of Avelis he told him he should observe, and other laws he didn't observe. So one of the laws he told him not to observe is peherach ha-chavoy shalecho, you should wear tefillin. A normal Avel is not permitted to wear tefillin on the Yom Rishon of Avelus. Until the Kvura, he has a din of oinens. He's not allowed to perform any mitzvahs. After the Kvura, till the end of the first day of Avelus, so that's the din of Avel Yom Rishon, he's ain't a minyach tefillin. So some Achrayim came up with an einfal, the Pischei Tshuva quote is from the Maritatz. Maritatz was the Sfardish Achron, so it fits in for him. So the Maritatz lived in Constantinople in the 1500s. Maritai Tatzak. The dead giveaway, it's Asfardish in there. Rabbi Yosef Taitatzak. So he says that Ovel Yom Rishon Eina Minech Tefillin is only if it's Yom HaMisa V'HaKvura. If the person died and is buried the same day, by us is very rare because we wait for the Kvura that people should come from Arba Kampus Oretz till we notify people. We don't live in a little, if you live in a little shtetl, you have no telephone, so who are you going to notify? So you go to shul, you tell everybody someone dies, so everybody shows up for the funeral. There's no one to, nothing to wait. What are you going to wait? A month? Until you can notify people. But today that they have telephones and fax machines and everything. So they usually wait to bury someone. So that's a shaila. Whenever it's not Yom HaMisa V'HaKvura, they still say that the Ovel Yom Rishon is Eina Minyech Tefillin or not. So the Mari Taitatza came up with this chiddush. That the only Ovel Yom Rishon doesn't wear tefillin. It's only if that's the Yom HaMisa V'HaKvura that's an Avelus Derais. So then the Chayyadim has the Mishnah Brura, a whole list of Achrayim joined on this the whole thing is a Pella for two reasons. Number one, there are more Paskins Halacha L'maisa that we for Ashkenazim. We Paskin against this Halachas Gedolos. We Paskin Avelus Yom Rishon is Lav Derais. We Paskin everything is only the Rabbanon against the Mechabashit. So the Taita, the Maritatz is okay. He's Asfardi, so he's probably following the Mechabes. There's what to begin to discuss. But according to the Ramah Luchar, there's nothing to begin to discuss. Then number two, this is not really a din. If you look in the Gemara Moed Kotlin in the third Perek, so the Gemara there is beferish against this Maritatz. The Gemara says it's not really a din Ovel Yom Rishon. The Gemara has a funny lashon. The Gemara has Ovel Shnei Yamim Harishenim. Einem inech tefillin, the first 2 days. V'sheni v'yelech, v'sheni b'chlal, from the second day on, and including the second day, he does wear tefillin. So what kind of a... So on the margin in the Gemara, they write, look in the Ran, on the Rif, and he explains what the funny lotion is. Shnei yamim harishayim, the first 2 days he doesn't wear tefillin, but after the first 2 days he does, and the second day is included in the yes putting on tefillin. What kind of a lashon is that? So the Ran explains, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that really for 2 days you don't wear tefillin, but you say mitzvah sayam kakula. So that's why in the Mishnah says Megillah you only apply mitzvah sayam kakula after hanei tzachama lechatchili. You shouldn't apply mitzvah sayam kakula before hanei tzachama. So let's say now hanei tzachama is after 7 o'clock. So in the Beis HaAvel, let's say they have a minyan according to 7. So the lechatchili you're not supposed to apply mikzayim kekula before hanei tzachama. So Mishnah Megillah. So the Ovel is going to put on tefillin. He's going to have a minyan, and the Beis Ovel is going to put on tefillin the second day. He's going to start davening a quarter to 7. So he's going to put on tefillin before hanei tzachama. So that's against the din. He's supposed to observe not putting on tefillin for 2 days, except on the second day we allow him to apply the principle. A mikzam kikula, so the minyan the second day and the Beis HaAvel has to begin after hanei tzacham. Can't begin so early. So it's really not a din, although it can't be based on the din because Avelus Yom Rishon is deraisa. Avedus Yom Rishon Deraisa is not that it's 2 days, but the second day is Mikzei Yom Kippur. Nobody says like that. That's based on a pasuk Bachrisa Ki Omar. That's only 1 day. Everybody agrees that's only 1 day. Avedus Yom Rishon Deraisa is 1 day. It's not 2 days with Mikzei Yom Kippur. But by Tefillin the Gemara says Beferish, it's 2 days. But the second day we chisel away, so we say Mikzei Yom Kippur. So the whole thing is a pella. Even for Sfardim it's a pella. How can you say if Ashkenazim is out of the question? So that's what the Sfardim, they quote the Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, didn't agree. He said that we don't paskin like that. We paskin that Ashkenazim paskin Avelos Yom Rishon is also only the Rabban, it's not their rice. Okay, we were learning the Gemara yesterday, Mem Zayinam Abbas. So the Gemara right after Mitzvah the Rab Mashani. So you have the tiny letter Aleph from the Bach, and then the Gemara continues. V'yomar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Why is it V'yomar? Because he was quoted previously. Rabbi Shua ben Levi is quoted before about Kotam Mutal Barisa. You cannot be Mitzarif a Kotam to a Mezuman of 3, but you can be Mitzarif the Kotam to the Mezuman of 10. Osmosis Niflasar. So V'yomar, he had another memory. V'yomar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, another memory. L'yolim Yashkemad on the base Haknes says, person should always try to get to shul early, not just on time. Should try to get to shul early. Yashkim, kadesh yizike v'yimne im asara harishon. It's a special schus. Why? Shafila me boy machrab. Even if 100 people show up after him, kibalolav schar kulam. He walks away with everybody's reward. That's the simple translation of the word. He gets everybody else's reward. Craig Bigmar, is that fair? What do you mean? The 100 people who come to shul don't get reward. Only the guy who came, the Asori, shouldn't get reward. Gemara says, no, that's not what it means. Aleima, no. It should say like this. You have to correct the quotation from Rav Shimon Levi. No, it's not schar. Kineged kulam. The Baruch Shalom can give a lot of schar. Just because he came as one of the Asori Shonim is not going to take away everybody else's schar. All the 100 people who come deserve schar. He's going to get schar. Kineged kulam. He's going to get schar equivalent to the schar one. Why? Because he was the one who made the minyan. He was one of the 10 who formed the minyan. Kineged kulam. Fine. No one to disagree with that. The Gemara is going to say later, we don't accept all of these here. On the top line, Amem Chesem and Al. We don't accept anything that was quoted. So Tais is going to say, what's wrong with this? About the Yashkin Modern based on Medrash? To be from Nasari Shonim. Why should anybody want to disagree? So obviously, there's nothing wrong with that. Then the Gemara quoted this story where Abelezer was Meshachah the Yeved and Tzarefim to the Minyan and so on and so forth. What are you going to say? We're not going to pass him. Why not? No one ever picked on that. The next Gemara is, starting from the next line in the Gemara, is going to be the questionable lines. Amar Avuna Tisha V'yara and Mitzarefim. You have an Aron Kodesh and you have 9 people, so it's good enough, you have a Minyan. Omle Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman picks on Rav Huna v'Oren Gavrahu. Is the Oren a human being that is mitzarf him to the minyan? The Mishnah says in Megillah that in order to be mitzarf to a minyan, you need asara b'nei chorim b'nei bris and anoshim to the exclusion of noshim. Women are not mitzarif, and Eveknaini is not mitzarif, and you have to have gedolim. Ketanim are not mitzarif. So the Oren Kodesh is not a person. Of course, it's not mitzarf to the minyan. Elom Rav Huna, no. What he meant to say was something else. If you have 9 people and they're situated in shul in such a formation that it looks like 10, that's what he meant. What kind of a loshen tisha v'yarim mitzdarfen? But he says that's what he meant. That's what they quote from the Vilna Gaon, that the word aroin was a roshi tebs echad roya v'ena nira. It looks as if there's a person, looks as if there are 10 people. No. It's not. Because originally Rav Huna makes a statement, and then he asks him, Rav Nachman says, it doesn't make any sense at all. He says, no, I meant to say a totally different statement. What does the different statement have to do with the original statement? So that's what they quote from the Vilna Gaon Nabs. The word V'orain, he meant as a Rashi Teb. Echad Roya V'Nanira. Okay. Whatever. It's a strange Gemara. So what did he mean to say? That if you don't have to actually have 10 people. If you have 9 people, and it looks like 10, so you can start saying Kaddish Kedusha and Bo. Exactly when does it look like 10? One version has it. Some say when they're gathered together, when they're all close together. But if they're all scattered around the shul, even if you have 10 people, it hardly looks like there's anybody there. The other version is just the reverse. If they're scattered about, if they're all together, it looks like fewer people. Okay. So this, the Gemara is going to say on the next day, we're not going to paskin like this. not Tisha B'Yaren and not Nirin Kasar. I'm not going to accept either. Amar Abami, Abami has a member, also wild member, Shnayim B'Shabbos Mitzarf. You need a mezuman of three, so if you have two people on Shabbos, you Mitzarf Shabbos Amalka. Shabbos Amalka is a female. I remember once I was eating in the yeshiva. I didn't wash. I was in Shalavim. I didn't wash. And then when it was time to bench, so someone else is going to bench mezuzah. So they wanted to know whether they have to say b'shus harav, because what do they need my b'shus? Because I can't bench mezuzah anyway because I didn't wash. So there was a svardi there. So the svardi said that on Shabbos they say b'shus Shabbos malkasa. So Shabbos Amalka can't bench mezuzah either. We say also then, not only then, but then we realize then after he said it, then we say it also by bris. We say b'shus ha'tayr ha'kadosh v'ha'prusha tarehi v'gam prusha. We say b'shus ha'tayr. What do you mean b'shus ha'tayr? Torah can't bench mezuzah. Torah is not a person. So you see that there is an inyan of saying b'shus Shabbos anyway. So the Gemara says over here, this memory does make any sense that two people with Shabbos. It's tar for him to make a mezuman. Amle Rav Nachman, v'Shabbos Gavrahu. It's not a human being. Elomar Abami, no, what I meant to say was, must be another Rosh Yitavis. I forgot already what they quoted, the name of the Vilna Goyen over here. He says, Elomar Abami, what I meant to say was, Shnei Talmid Hachamim Hamachadim Zezeb Alocha, mitztarfim. Why? It's a wild idea. So we mentioned originally when we started the Perek, that the Perek starts off, Shloshe Shoch L'Kachas Chayofim L'Zamim. If three ate together, then mechuyif to bench mezuman. What if you have two people ate together? So you see that they're not mechuyif to bench mezuman. Is it optional? Is it a rishus or is it not even a rishus? So on the first domin in the Gemara, that was machlokes pligi bo rav rab yechon. Echad amar batzal lezamen mezamnim. Echad amar batzal lezamen em mezamnim. That's six lines from the bottom on mem hei on aleph, on the first domin in the parak. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion of Memhei Amibes Hilchasa that Shnayim Shoch L'Kachas Mitzvah Lecholek. There's no mezuman. There is no optional mezuman of Shnayim. So the Yerushalmi has a comment on this Machlokes Amoraim where the Shnayim Shoch L'Kachas Rashoyim Lezamen Anat, that it really depends on the Machlokes. It's Lishitosim. It's Lishitosim in Sanhedrin where the Shnayim Shadona Dineim Din or Ein Dineim Din. Because the Yerushalmi assumes that Shnayim Shadona Dineim Din is only Shnayim, not Echad. Tosis points out in Sanhedrin in the first parak that the Bavli does not agree. The Bavli is Beferish. The Shnayim Shadona Dineim Din, Lachatchili need a Bezna of three. That's the first Mishnah, Dinim Amin is Bishlosha, the first line in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. But B'Yeved is a Machlekes where the Shnayim Shadona. And one opinion is Shnayim Shadona Dineim Din, B'Yeved it's good because Chad Nami Kosher, B'Yeved one would also be good. So Taisu shows the Babli is mefurish like that. That Shnayim Shadon and Dineim Din is not lav davke Shnayim. It's even Echad. And Yerushalmi holds not so. Yerushalmi holds the Shnayim Shadonu is b'dievet good because the basic composition of the Bezin is two Dayanim. The only reason why I need the third Dayan is because we have a rule, a chatchila, of Ein Bezin Shokul. So that's the Machlokes Samaraim. Is that la'akev? Is that miyakev b'dievet or not? So the Yerushalmi says, if you all Shnayim Shadona Dineim Din B'Yeved, then Shnayim Shachlu Rashoim Lezamin. If you all Shnayim Shadona Ein Dineim Din, so Shnayim Shachlu Kachas and not Rashoim, it's not even a Rishus to bench mezuman. What is the connection between one and the other? So we wanted to soften it a little bit, so we said here the Yifei 9 quotes it on the first Gemara, Ben Neimanov. That's Yerushalmi. So we wanted to say it's a Shaila and Hashem Rabim. Is there a shame rabbim in this? In order to have a din of rabbim, you have to have three people. The Gemara says in Gittin there's a din of noider al das rabbim or noider bo rabbim machlokes amaroyim. So we pass the noider al das rabbim. So how many people is rabbim? So it's a machlokes in the Gemara where the three are ten. But usually the Gemara says rabbim is taka three. Most cases rabbim is three. In that case, it may be that nishba al das rabbim, maybe their rabbim is asara because that may be an exception to the rule. So I'm going to get to other dinim where we distinguish between a yochid and a rabbim. So we would assume that rabbim is three. So that's a shaila. Maybe shnayim is a miktas rabbim. So we thought that maybe that's the pshat in the Yerushalmi. That if shnayim shadonu, why do you need shlosha for a bezdin? Because when you consult a rabbim, you'll come to a better maskana. So a real rabbim is shlosha. Dinim amin is b'shlosha. If you consult shnayim, So that's a bit of, that's a, like a chatzi shir of a rabbi. So would you say the b'diyevet, that's acceptable? Shnayim shadona d'neim din. So the Yerushalmi says it's totally zeh b'zeh. If shnayim shadona d'neim din, then shnayim shoch l'kachas is also a bit of a rabbi. The whole idea of ben shemizumin is a b'chas hamozim b'rabbi. So that's what we suggested b'shas ma'is when we learned the Gemara Mem Hei Man Aleph. So we mentioned then that this Gemara over here seems to take it literally that it's connected, the two are connected zeh b'zeh. That if shnei tamid chachamim hamachadim zeh l'zeh b'halocha, if you have two tamid chachamim who are always vying with each other, so when one will say a chiddush, the other one will always try to shlug him up, and when he'll try to defend back and forth, until they'll come to a maskana. So you'll have a case where two will be able to come to a maskana and psak halocha. So the Gemara says, then they can for sure bench mezumin. The whole reason why you need three to bench mezumin is you need the same number of people you need to come to a maskana and a din Torah in a psak. And a halacha issue. So if you have shnei tamid hamachadim zel b'halacha, so then they can bench mizum. It's a very strange opinion, though, to say that it's mamish toli zeh b'zeh. The number of people who can come to a maskona and a din Torah can constitute a mizumim. Why should one be toli on the other? If you say shem rabim, okay, so it's a shayla, three, two, that I can understand. But to say shnei tamid hamachadim zel b'halacha, so that has the status of three. Very difficult. So Mach Rav Chizda Kigon Anor Rav Sheshem. Rav Chizda says, he made a sign. That din. That's me and my friend over here. And then his friend did the same thing. Mach Rav Sheshem Kigon Anor Rav Chizda. Each one said on the other one. They were making motions. They were making signs. The two of us. Each one made a sign. That's the two of us. We're shnei talmid chachamim. So this is what the Gemara says. V'lei silchus chol ha'nishmites. On the top line, the Gemara says, we don't accept not shnayim v'shabbos. It's not shnei talmid chachamim ha'mechadim zel zel b'halacha. We don't accept these. Why did they have a minim? Pele diki Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, katan parech mizamnim alav. Ma'azeh katan parech. Parech usually means, what is Pirchei Kuhuna in the Mishnayos and Tomit? Pirchei Kuhuna. Pirchei Kuhuna means the young cotton whose beards are beginning to grow. So here Rashi says, Rashi and Taisa say, Kotm Parech does mean the beards are beginning to grow. The beards don't grow till way after Bar Mitzvah, usually. So Rashi says, Kotm Parech, Shehevi Simonim v'lobolech lal shonim. In order to be Bar Mitzvah, you have to have shonim and simonim. You have to have Yud Gimel Shonev Yomecha, different opinions in the Tanaim. That's how we paskin. For a boy, you need Yud Gimel Shonev Yomecha. For a girl, you need Yud Bei Shonev Yomecha. And in each day, Cyrus. Rashi says, Kotten Parech, he has Simonim without Shonim. So he's still a Kotten. Alpidin is still a Kotten. So Rabbi Yechanan says, it's okay. Kotten Parech, Mizamnim Alof. Tanya Nam Yachi, Kotten. Why does he have to be a Kotten Parech? We just had before, Rabbi Shua Ben Levi says, Kotten Amutal Barisa Mizamnim Alof. That's Tyson's kasha. The last four lines in the Tyson's. So what does he have to tell me that a cotton parech is mizamnim alav? So the first answer at Tyson's is simple. The Gemara before Rabbi Shimon ben Levi only says cotton amutal barisa can count as the tenth one for the minyan, for davening, or the tenth one for the minyan for benching mizumin b'asara. But for shloisha cotton multiple risa, even an older cotton is not mitzdarim. So now comes Rav Yechanan, and he's talking about benching b'shloisha. So he says, we have a kula, a cotton pareach, even though he's not a bar mitzvah yet, because he only has simonim without the shanim, so he's still a cotton. Mizamnim alav, you can be mitzarifim to bench mizumim. That's the first answer that Tesis gives. Al Taisa says Shema Pligi Adoni. Maybe Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. If they disagree, then we should really pass like Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. That's the Gemara in the end of Megillah that Taisa always alludes to. The Gemara in the end of Megillah has a machlek Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, which has a higher level of kedusha based on medrash or based on knesses. What's enough kamina aloha lamaisa? We have a rule, malama kodesh olam aridin. You're permitted to convert a shal yad into a shal rosh, but you're not permitted to convert the shal rosh into a shal yad because the shal rosh has a higher level of kedusha. So which way are you permitted to convert? Are you, so we paskin like Rabbi Shimon Levi, you're permitted to convert a beis haknesses into a beis hamedrash, But the reverse, not. You're not permitted to convert a Beis HaMedrashim to a Beis HaKnesses. There will be a violation of Marin. So the Gemara says that's what Rabbi Shobhan Levi says. And Rabbi Yechana holds the reverse, that the Beis HaKnesses has the higher level of Kedusha. So when the Gemara presents it, the Gemara doesn't say it's a machlegs Rabbi Yechana Rabbi Shobhan Levi, and we happen to paskel like Rabbi Shobhan Levi. The Gemara presents Rabbi Yechana, and then they say, but we don't accept his opinion because Rabbi Shobhan Levi a gezak. So hot the gezak. So the world has to stop. So Taisa says, you see from that Gemara that when Rabbi Shobhan Levi opens his mouth, everybody has to be Korea Mishtachim. Rabbi Yechanan loses. Rabbi Yechanan wins again. Rabbi Yechanan halachik Rabbi Yechanan. Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan halachik Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan ishlokish. The din is like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan Rabbi Lozor, we follow Rabbi Yechanan. We always follow Rabbi Yechanan when he disagrees with a contemporary of his. Except for Rabbi Shulman Levi. If he disagrees with Rabbi Shulman Levi, so Taisa says that. That's what it seems from the Gemara, the end of Megillah. So according to the second suggestion of Taisa, oh, Shema Pligi Adodi, maybe they disagree. So then we're probably not. Yeah. Then we probably should not paskel like Rabbi. We should paskel like Rabbi Shulman Levi. So it's better to assume. And Tosis doesn't see any reason why we shouldn't accept Rabbi Yechanan, because the Gemara says, quotes Rabbi Yechanan's memra. Katan parech mizamav Tanya nami hachi. We have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yechanan. So if there's a brisa that supports him, why should we reject? The Gemara just says we don't paskel like anything that was just quoted. Why not? There are two funny memories about two people on Shabbos and Shnei Talmid HaChamam Chadim Zezah Balocha and Tisha V'yarim Itztarfim and Nirim Kasara. We didn't understand them in the first place. So the Gemara says they're flimsy opinions, so we don't accept it. That's what we understand. But the Rabbi Yechanan makes a statement, and then you quote a Braisa. So why should you reject the Braisa?
How young is Katan Barisa? How young would Barisa be?
Barisa? A week old. In a cradle.
So why are you concerned? He can't answer anything.
Right, so that's what you see, that's what we mentioned yesterday. See from this Gemara that even though he doesn't answer, you can still say the Chazar Sashat. The Mechaber writes that if you don't have nine people answering Amen to the Chazar Sashat, Karav Adovli is Brachal Avatol. So the Prisha writes on the bottom of the tour, but the Mechaber wrote Karav Adover, he meant literally it's close to be a Brachal Avatol, but it's not literally a Brachal Avatol. You can't say it's a bracha l'matala because you don't have nine people answering. V'haraya. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this. V'haraya katan mutam barisa. He's not answering. And still you can recite the Dvarim Shebikdusha even though he's not participating. So how many people do you need to participate? The Chazan is going to say Chazar HaShashat. No one's going to pay attention. No, so Mestama, you need Roiv HaTziba, Ruba Kukum. Mestama, the Chazan with another five people. So you have six out of ten. So four people are sleeping. And four people are still saying Shmona Esrei. So l'chatchila, the proper thing is, before the chazan starts the chazar sashatz, he should first look around to see that he has, let's say if you have 25 people in a room, so you should make sure that you have a rive of them finish the tefillah balachah. So 25, the rive is what? 13. 13 finished and 12 didn't finish. So first you have to find that 13 finished. And then from the 13 who finished, are you going to have 9 who are going to be answering Amen, or are they going to be daydreaming? So you should try to see that the 9 people should answer Amen. And then it says, Shulchan Aruch, you should wait to the rabbi. Okay, so you should wait. So a lot of times the rabbi finishes Shmoneh Esrei before everybody else. So the chazan can't start Chazar HaSashatz just because the rabbi finished. You have to have Reiv of the Tzibur finished, and you have to have 9 people answering Amen. But the Shabbos, let's say it's a minyan in the morning, and people have to run to work, and they can't wait so long till you're going to have 9 people answering Amen. So if it's a Shas HaTchak, so then we go on the Iker Adin. So the Iker Adin is not really a Bracha L'Vatol. That's why the Mechabi used the Loshen. Korabat W is Bracha L'Vatol. It's not really a Bracha L'Vatol. For Harai, for Mar Gemara, that is correct. The Kotal Muto Barisa is not answering anything. Kotal Barisa means he's in a cradle. In diapers, in a cradle. Yeah. So Rabbi Yechanan has a memory. Kotal Parech Muzan Molev. Huh? Yeah, we're going to see okay. Zachrayna Mabekel, like the Rabbi the Tom. That's what we're going to see the Taisus today. Zachrayna Mabchubas, they say, Allah HaLamaisa, the meaning always was like that, that they were Mitzar Tana.
Even though Ramos is strong, and he says, under no circumstances.
Yeah. The meaning was that they did, yeah. So the Gemara quotes at Brai Satanyan HaMiyacha Kotten. Shehevishtei saris mezamnim alav. Shehevishtei saris emezamnim alav. And then it says, you only need saris, you don't need shanim. That's what Rashi points out. Lo bolach lal shanim. He only has shtei saris, doesn't have shanim. Ve'ei medaktikim bekotan. What does that mean? Ve'ei medaktikim bekotan. What does that line mean? Frag the Gemara, hagufa kasha. Amrit, on the one hand, you start off by saying, Hevishtei saris en, la hevishtei saris lo. Only if the cotton has the Cyrus, Vadatani, a medactic in the cotton. Freg the Gemara, you're not medactic about what? You're not medactic to see about what? So it must be Lasuyi Mai. What do you make all about? Lav Lasuyi, cotton haparea. So Rashi writes, what does it mean, cotton haparea? She medactic in bon, volachal shonim, ulav. We don't need the shonim. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. The katna parech means you have simonim without shonim, and that's why the Brisa says, "Hey, medaktik in bekatan." You don't have to be medaktik about the shonim. So Taisa doesn't understand. Well, that's what it said in the Reisha. Katan shehev shtei saris mezamnim alof. The Reisha sounds like all you need is shtei saris. So what's added on by saying "Hey, medaktik in bekatan"? You don't have to check to see if he has the shonim. That's included in the Reisha. Doesn't the Sefer Emedaktikim have to add something more of a kula? Taisis Tainas V'loi Nehira. Taisis quotes the Rashi. V'loi Nehira Dim Kain. Amay Yomer B'samach Lo Si Kotten Parech. Hainu She'evish Teisarvis Tektoni B'Brais. It says that. That's what the Brais says B'Ferish. So what's added on? What kula is added on by you saying V'Emedaktikim Kotten more than what it says explicitly in the Brais? Akein Pirush Rabbeinu Hananel, that's why, Rabbeinu Tam, whoever, whatever the reading should be over here. So he says, no. Hevish Dei Sairos, in order to be a bar mitzvah, you have to have shonim simonim. And Hevish Dei Sairos has to be a minimum length of Shtei Sairos. So what is the length? So they quote from the Mishnayos in Maseches Nido, in Perik Basimin, where the Mishnayos talk about shonim simonim. What are the shonim for a boy, for a girl? Different opinions in the Tanoim. So we paskin Yud Bei Shonim Yamechad for a girl, Yud Gimel Shonim Yamechad for a boy. And then the Mishnah says, and what's the definition of Shtei Saris? They have to have a certain length. So the Tosis quotes the Mishnah, Kedei Loch Roshon Likoron. The Saris have to be so long that you can fold them back. Sometimes the Seir is so tiny, it just started to grow. It's not Shach to fold it over. So if it's not long enough, Kedei Loch Roshon Likoron, that's not even, you don't even have Shtei Saris. So that's what the Brisa means to say. The Brisa says, "Tanya alim yachid, cotton shev shtei saris mezamnim alav has to be shtei saris." And then the Brisa says, "No, and the shtei saris don't even have to be legitimate shtei saris. But im a doctor came a cotton, the shtei saris you can chisel down on that also. Not only you chisel off the shonim, you don't need shonim. All you need is simonim. You don't even need bona fide simonim. That's the pshat." You do us, they're not long enough. That's the Mishnah Nido. They're not long enough. So that's what the Brisa says. The full-fledged Shtei Saris. But then it says, the Shtei Saris didn't even grow to the extent that they really ought to. So that's how Tosis interprets Rabbi Yechonon. Yeah. How do you know if a person has Shtei Saris? You have to go check to see if he has Shtei Saris. Yeah. When do you have to check to see if a person has Shtei Saris? So usually the Gemara in Maseches Nida, and that's Sugya. The Gemara there says, let's say you want to give a kid an aliyah. You don't know if he's a bar mitzvah or not. So in order to be able to get an aliyah, well, Tosfos quotes the Mishnah in Megillah that a katan zayla leminyan shiva. In this long Tosfos, Memchesam and Aleph, that the four lines from the end of the Tosfos, they quote a Mishnah, Per Gimel and Megillah, Dabchav Gimel and Aleph, katan zayla leminyan shiva. The quote is a Yerushalmi that says, katan mesefer Torah osmos asnif. So the it sounds like cotton holds on to a Sefer Torah and he can count as the tenth one. So the Rabbein Tam made fun of that. That doesn't make any sense at all. So what does the Yerushalmi say? Cotton Sefer Torah as Moshe Snif. He says, no, the Girsa should not be cotton this Sefer Torah, the Girsa should be cotton this Sefer Torah. It means the cotton can get an aliyah. You shouldn't give him, what do you mean, a sniff? What do you mean the snippish? So the Rambam writes in the Pirush and Mishnah is there in Megillah, you shouldn't give the cotton any one of the first three aliyahs. The basic Kriyas HaTorah is three aliyahs. On Rosh Chodesh and Chalamad, you give four aliyahs. On Yom Tov, you give five aliyahs. On Yom Kippur, you give six aliyahs. On Shabbos, you give seven aliyahs. The more important the day is, so the more number of aliyahs you give. But the basic Kriyas HaTorah, you never have less than three aliyahs. So the first three aliyahs, the Rambam says, those have to be Gdolim and it has to be men. The Mishnah says you can Hakol Olim leminyan Shiva. The Oila to the Minyan of Shiva means after the first three aliyahs, after the basic Kriyas HaTorah has been taken care of with three people who are bar mitzvah, so then you can give a woman an aliyah. If after the fact that they later Tesis quotes afilu kotn afilu isha, there was a time in history that they allowed women to get an aliyah, and then the Gemara quotes a brisa, we no longer permit it mishum kovad atzibur, and the kotn mikra din can get an aliyah. Yeah, how come we never give a kotn an aliyah? It's not no problem of kovad atzibur. The Gemara doesn't say that. We don't give a cotton an aliyah because the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos and Reish Pei Beis has a machlokes harishonim. When it says that you give a cotton an aliyah, what are you talking about? So some rishonim say the cotton can get an aliyah where he doesn't have to say birchas hatorah. So what's the aliyah all about? He's just, in Bizmar HaTanoim, only the oila rishon, the first oila latorah, said the bracha shed bachabonu, and the last oila latorah, the last aliyah said hashanosan lanu, Torah says. And then the Gemara says that our practice that we had every oila latorah says a bracha lefanel, a bracha lachreho, that was introduced in Bavel bimei Rabbi Shmuel. Because the people they were people leaving in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, coming late and leaving early. It was like a train station. So they introduced, like by us, the people are walking in and out in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. So they instituted that. So a lot of people will not have heard the first bracha because they came late. A lot of people will not last so long in the shul to hear the last bracha. So they instituted every Olal HaTorah should say his own brachas. So the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah appears twice in Shulchan Aruch. It appears by Shachris, that after Tachnun, so on Sheni Machamishi, Elain Kriyas HaTorah, so you have all the dinim of Kriyas HaTorah, and then you have in Hilchos Shabbos, in Reish Pei Beis, you have another simon about Kriyas HaTorah, then the next simon about Kriyas HaTorah. So the Magen Avraham there in Reish Pei Beis quotes the Machlokes HaRishonim. So some Rishonim say, yeah, the cotton can get an aliyah means he can be the balkeire, he can lay, but he can't be the first oil of that Torah, can't be the last oil of that Torah, because he has to say a bracha. The first oil of that Torah says a shabacha banu, the last oil of that Torah says a shenasan lanu, so that he can't be motzi the others. He can't be cite the brachas. Another rishonim say just the reverse, that the cotton can be oil leminyan ha shiva means the reverse. He can say the brachas. Isn't the hate? That's no problem. When you say a bracha, the bracha is for you. But to lay Kriyas HaTorah, he cannot lay. So if a cotton gets an aliyah, it means you have to have a balkari who's a gadol. A cotton can never be the balkari. So because of this machlokes, that's the Magen Avraham says, because some rishonim say these are not famous rishonim. Somebody from London, Rabbeinu Liomi London, not the Rabbeinu Tamadiri. No one we ever bumped into. In our course of studying Balei HaTesis. So the Magen Avraham quotes some Rishonim say he can only lain, but he can't say brachas. Other Rishonim say he can only say brachas, can't lain. So if you want to be machmer for both opinions, so you're left with nothing. So that's why the cotton doesn't get any aliyahs at all. We just give him mafter. Mafter we're making.
What about
aftara? Right, so aftara, that the meaning is lahakal. But if the kid knows how to say aftara, so you can give him aftara.
The actual bracha
itself? Yeah. Because after we already heard the maftir, the kriya maftir we heard already. So after he can lay, yeah. Mikra Adini can lay in everything also, but we're machma for these two opinions, so we're left with nothing. Yeah. That what? They have ketanim.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they still have. Okay. They still live kaidim Magen Avraham. Okay. They're not mukhiyev to follow the Balei HaTesis from London. Yeah. I think you don't have to lane along. Like Bismana Tanoim, the cotton would lane from the Sefer Torah, Alpi Pashtas. See, those shittas are very difficult. The cotton can get an aliyah, but he can't lane. What's the definition of getting aliyah? Bizman HaTanaim, they didn't have a Balkari as a separate person. Whoever got the aliyah had a lane. So when you say a cotton gets an aliyah, so of course he's going to lane.
It's kind of assuming a blind person getting aliyah, no? Isn't, so then they didn't lane, presumably.
That's Bizman HaZeh, that we have an institution of a Balkari laning, so there's a machlaikis in Achrayim. Would we even permit the summa to get an aliyah? No, how can he lane? Dvarim Shubachzav, you're not allowed to say Balpeh. Even if he knows the Kriya by heart, he can't be Moitzid at Tziba Balpeh. So, Bizman HaTanaim, there was nothing to discuss. Yeah, because whoever got the Aliyah had a lane himself. The whole Shaila of the Summa came up in the 1500s, when they had already, for a long time, established that we have a Balkari who's laning for everybody. Kadesh Lalavayashis Mishani Yodea, in order not to embarrass those who don't know how to lane. So then the shaila was, would you permit a summa to get an aliyah as well? So then the achreinim amekel on a summa also. The Masas Binyamin, I think they say, he himself was blind. So you have all the tshuvas from him, he dictated the tshuva. So he dictated the tshuva that a blind person could get an aliyah to. Okay. That's what they quote in Shulchan Aruch. The tshuvas Masas Binyamin is mekel that a summa can also get an aliyah. And others taina, no, how can even if a person gets an aliyah, even though he's not laning, but the Rosh insists in Megillah that he has to lane along. He has to be able to read from the Sefer Torah along with the Balkari, but the Summa can't read along, so how can you even bring him to get an aliyah? So the minig is lahakel, like the Masas Binyamin. We permit him to get an aliyah, even though he can't even lane along. The Mishnah Berura says it should be machma parsha zocher. That since parsha zocher, some Rishonim hold that parsha zocher is their Isa, so he should be machma not to give parsha zocher to a Summa. Because he's not able to, or he shouldn't give it to an Amoritz, whoever is not able to lane along from the Sefer Torah.
The fact that a cousin can lane Zechariah in Kriyas
HaTorah
is not a
Chovas Hayav? The fact that a Tosis asked the question, how can a cotton lane and be Moitzi everybody? What happened to the rule in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah at the end of the third parak? Mishenim Mechui B'dovar. And Emotios HaRabi Medei Chai Vosom, so how can the cotton cannot be the Baal Tekeya? That's the Mishnah Megillah. So how do we permit the cotton to lane? So Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah asks that question. So they answer that maybe that rule, Mishenim Mechui B'davar, only applies, in Emotios HaRabi Medei Chai Vosom, maybe it only applies on mitzvahs derais. Maybe since Kriyas HaTorah is only the Rabbanon, so maybe you don't need a Mechui B'davar. Because an Isha can also get an aliyah, and a cotton gets an aliyah, and the Pashtus is at their laning, yeah. So others want to suggest, not that the rule doesn't apply, no. If Kriyas HaTorah, if you would be Moitzi the Tzibur by Kriyas HaTorah based on Shemer Koine, so then we would have insisted that the Balkoire, whose laning has to be a Mechui B'dover. Maybe that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that Kriyas HaTorah, the whole Tzibur is Yoitze, the fact that everyone is Yoitze, not based on Shemer Koine. It's based on Talmud Torah Barab. Whoever pays attention is Yaitz. Whoever doesn't pay attention is not Yaitz. Remember when Rav Soloveitchik was giving this shiur? So he had the student who sat right in front of him was a favorite of his because his father had learned by Rav Soloveitchik. And Rav Soloveitchik first started to give shiurim, so the student's father learned by him. So this student always sat in the front, but he didn't understand one word. And then the one who sat in the back was what's his name? Professor Boylan. He's now in Touro College. He's the dean of Touro. What's his first name? Shmuel Boylan, right? So he used to get under Rabbi Soloveitchik's skin. Rabbi Soloveitchik would give a shiur, he would always rip apart the shiur. But there's a Tosfei Harosh says not so, and there's Yerushalmi says not so, and there's a Meiri who says not so. He used to irritate him a lot. So Rav Soloveitchik was giving the shiur. So he said, he was giving a mashal. So he said, let's say I'll give a shiur. And I like Pliny who sits right in front of me, but we all know Pliny doesn't understand one word. And that guy who sits in the back, he didn't want to say his name, he was so angry at him. That guy who sits in the back, I can't stand him. But he understands the shiur. So I have in mind when I give the shiur, I want to be Moitzi, the one who's under my nose, and I have in mind not to be Moitzi him. So he says, what is it going to help? He's not Yaitzi, he doesn't understand, he's not Yaitzi. And the one in the back, he's Yaitzi anyway. You want to have in mind not to be Moitzi him, he's Yaitzi anyway, because he understands the shiur. So the Shaila was a Balkoire. He told over a story that once the Balkoire didn't like one of the balabatim. He had a machlek as one of balabatim. So he told the balabas, I have a mind to be mighty everybody in the shul except for you. So the balabas came and he asked his father, Amoshe Soloveitchik, does he have to go daven in another shul to hear Kriyas Ater? So he said, his father said, it's not necessary. If the din would have been that you yoytze Kriyas Ater based on Shemei Koine, so Shemei Koine, when I say Kiddush, I have a mind to be mighty everybody. To have a mind not to be mighty you, I blow shofar. Have a mind to be mighty everybody. If I have a mind not to be mighty someone else, let's say when the Baal Tekeh blows in shul, he has a mind to be mighty whoever hears him. So even people who are walking outside of the shul, let's say someone blows shofar in an old age home, probably only has mind in the hospital. He has a mind only those two or three people in front of him. He doesn't have a mind the immediate world, whoever hears the Tekeh shofar. So the din is, if you have a mind to be mighty someone, he can be mighty. If you don't have a mind, not. But he said, when it comes to Talmud Torah, it's not that the Balkari is Moitzi the Tzibur based on Shemea Ka'ina, and you have to have Kavana Lahoitzi and Kavana Lotzis. Whoever pays attention is participating in Liman Ater. Whoever doesn't pay attention is not Yotzi Liman Ater. So he thought that's why the Mishnah says that a Kotten and a Nisha are Rolam Leminyan Shiva, and the simple Pshat is that they do the laning. That's the Pasha Pshat. Not like the Magen Avraham has the two opinions. The Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah is that the Balkari Bisman HaGemara was the Oil Latari, was the Balkari. Not that he's just going to say the brachas and someone else is going to be the balkor. The isha and the kotna are going to learn. So Hasatosis says the kasha, how can it be? But the isha and the kotna are not mechuyev in kriyas hatar. Mishenim mechuyev b'daber and motzi esaram dechay vasam. So he thought that he didn't like Tosis' answer. The achronim find it difficult that by a din the rabbanon you don't need mechuyev b'daber. So he thought, no, the Torah says you don't need mechuyev b'daber because you're not employing the principle of shemei kain over here. It's a different word. When a kotna and a nisha learn, they're not mechuyev to learn, but when they're learning, it's Talmud Torah. So if the kotna and the nisha will get an aliyah in the lane, and everyone will pay attention, so everyone will be participating in the Talmud Torah. So that is a point. That is a point. Maybe Kriyas HaTorah is not based on Shemei Kainim. That's a din. Rabbi Yosef Engel has an essay about that. Well, the Kriyas HaTorah, the tzibur is being yotze in Kriyas HaTorah is based on Shemei Kainim or not. If it's based on Shemei Koine, so it's considered, let's say one person says Kiddush and you have 20 guests. So Shemei Koine is considered as if all 21 people said Kiddush. Kriyas HaTorah, that's what you want. It's considered as if you have 100 people in the shul and the Balkari lanes. It's as if all 100 people lane Kriyas HaTorah. That's not what we want. We don't want all 100 people to lane Kriyas HaTorah. We want one person to lane Kriyas HaTorah and the other 100 should pay attention. So that's Lechare. The Pashta says that it's not based on Shemei Koine. Shemei Koine would have been considered as if everybody did it. That's Bedavka, what we don't want.
So why do we need to clap? It's just Talmud Torah. Like, everyone should read from a
when we're teaching, the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk. Ksav Luchas HaDvarim Ha'ela Ki Api HaDvarim Ha'ela. The Pasuk in the end of Kisisa. That when transmitting Torah Shebichsav to others, it has to be transmitted mitach haksav. When transmitting Torah Shebalpeh to others, you should transmit it dafke balpeh. The Rabban Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, at Maimir HaSinai, Ksav l'chos hadvarim ha'ela, I want you dafke to write down hadvarim ha'ela, not the Torah Shebalpeh. And ki alpi hadvarim ha'ela, I want the Torah Shebalpeh to be transmitted balpeh, and not the Torah Shebichsav. Each one has to be transmitted in a different fashion. The whole Maimon HaSinai was to teach Bnei Yisrael Adoris what's the proper fashion of Mesiras HaTorah Midor Lador. Yeah. So again, so the Tosis quotes the pshat from the Rabbi Nachman or the Rabbi Natam, whoever this is supposed to be, whoever this Rosh Tevis is here. The Tosis Hamem Zainam at base. The Rabbi Yechanan says, Kotten Pariyat Mizamnim Olav. It means two things, not just like Rashi says, it means one thing. Kotten Pariyat means he has Simonim and he doesn't have Shonim. No. So then it's just to repeat that it says, Eimedakta Kimikotten is the same thing as it says in the Rashi and the Bryce. It must be, you don't even need full-fledged, you don't even need bona fide simanim, even though the simanim are not kidei lochuv, roshan li'ikaron, it's also acceptable over here. You don't even have the simanim alone. Fine. Lasuye kotten pareach. So again, Tosis had the two pshotim. Tosfos said the two pshatim. So the one pshat was that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi perhaps do not disagree. In Shas they often disagree, but the Shas over here are they in disagreement with each other? So first Tosfos suggestion is they don't disagree over here. Shimon Levi is talking about Kotna Mutal Barisa. Is way before many years before he's cut in Pareach, so he's mitztarif to Asara, but he's not mitztarif to Shlosha. And when Rabbi Yochanan has this brisa, the cut in Shevish Dei Cyrus, cut in Pareach and Mizam Nemolav, that's a chiddush within the mezuman of Shlosha. Even though he's not a gadol, it can still be mitztarif. Yeah. So do we paskin like this that you can be mitztarif cotton? Shehevish Dei Cyrus, you can be mitzarif a cotton Shehevish Dei Cyrus to bench mezuman. So that's what Rabbi Yechanan says. So then the Gemara says, "V'lei silchusa kachol hanishmaitza, elo kihod domer amnach mekotin delamim baruch mizam nemalov." So what is he referring to? "V'lei silchusa kachol hanishmaitza." So Tosfos says, "We understand shnayim v'shabbos. We're going to reject because we never understood in the first place. Tisha v'yorim we're going to reject. We never understood in the first place." Tisha Nirim Kastora sounded very fluky to begin with. So that we're going to throw out. And the Shnei Talmidim Mechanim says, Abaloch, also I'm going to throw out. Okay, so all four we're going to throw out. What's Rabbi Yechanan? Why should we throw out Rabbi Yechanan? He has a brisa that supports him. Tanya Nam Hiochi. So Tosfos says, no, we're not going to throw out Rabbi Yechanan. We're going to modify it a little bit. It has to be Akotn Pareach V'Yadeh Levim Mevorchim. Wow. Katna Pareach, the kid is already 11 years old. No. He's 11, 12 years old. And you have to declare whether he's Yadeh Levim Mevorchim. Okay. Ashvachakot. Usually children at 10 years old, they know about the Rabbanu Shlom, they know about God, they know about everything. No. So that's what Tosfos says. And we're talking about a kid who's Ashvachakot. So then the Gemara says a story. Abai v'rabba habiyafsid kameh d'rabba. Omaluhu rabba l'mim v'vorchin. Omalei amri le'le rachmona. We say brachas to the Rabbanu Shalom. Rachmona hecha yasiv. Where's the Rabbanu Shalom? Where does he abide? So rabba achvid l'shmei t'lola. Rabba pointed to the ceiling. And abai nafik libro. Abai walked out of the house. And achvid klap yishmai. Pointed to the heavens above. I remember when I was a student here in the college, and we used to read a book on Jewish history. I forgot the author's name. Marks and Margolis, if I'm not mistaken. I think that was the standard text. So he quotes this Gemara to say that you see that Abai was sharper than Rava because the Rava just pointed to the ceiling. Abai walked outside and pointed to the heavens. So it shows that Abai was sharper than Rava. So that's why the Talmud comes to the conclusion that whenever there's an argument between Abai and Rava, we always pass like Abai. Except for Yal Kagam. I remember. So the professor was. Remember, the professor was breaking his head to explain how all the six cases of Yal Kagam, the din is like Rava. Gam Shas, the din is like Abai, except for the six cases of Yal Kagam. So he was reading some tshuva and everything was backwards. So he said, "No, he worked up shot. No, Shver marks my goal. The din is like Rava all the time. The din is like Rava all the time. So six cases, the din is like Abai." So how old were they over here? Tosfos wants to know. How old were they? This story with Abai v'Rava, where Rabba, they were Pareach, and they were Yadeh Levim Mevorchim. Big deal. That a child should be a Katan Pareach, already at the age of 11 or 12, and he should not be Yadeh Levim Mevorchim, is a Zera Shvachakot. He's already 10 years old, doesn't know who God is. So Tosfos says, we're not talking over here. Abai v'Rava must have been very, very young. They must have been 5 years old, 6 years old. And they were brilliant children. And that's what he says. Rabbi says, Haina de'armin shi butzin butzin mikitfa yediya. You can tell when the children are very young that they're going to backsize to become big Talmid HaChachamim. What does Rashi say? Dalas. Okay, butzin doesn't mean children. Butzin means some kind of vegetable. So you can tell when the vegetable is just in its growing stages that is going to develop into something good. So he's talking about very young children over here. So what does the Gemara quote the story with Abai v'Rava? If the pshat in the Gemara means that we're going to modify Rabbi Yechanan, so what do they quote Abai v'Rava? So Tosfos writes, Abai v'Rava have a yasvi. Hechidami, I have a ketan in porchim. if they're already 11, 12 years old, my revusa habi behusha hibitu klapi milo. A child 12 years old should know where God is. We're not talking about benching mizuman with them. No, they were only 5 or 6. He wasn't testing them. The high lavla azmuni alaihu kominasiluhu. Rabbi was not testing his two students Abai Barava to see whether he can bench mizuman with them. Yoktanim tuva. They were very, very young. They weren't anywhere near katan perech. Ela lanasasinu koavit shohayu bahem bino. He just wanted to test them to see. So the Gemara quotes this about to show that there's a concept of katan adela mimavrochem, but it's not negated to this din because we just said katan adela mimavrochem is a modification on the shitas Rabbi Yechanan. We're not throwing out Rabbi Yechanan. There was a brisa that supports Rabbi Yechanan katan pareah.
I was finding up a good answer. Don't say that Hashem is above, down, them. You're there everywhere.
I guess they didn't have those the education that we had. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But metaphorically, we say that God is in heaven. The Rabbanu Shalom is in heaven. So, okay. So that's what the Tosis says. Yeah. Let's see the Tosis. Mashma Igmaros Abelaisos Kol Hanishmans. Mashma Nekoi Nami Rabbi Yechanan. It sounds like we're rejecting everything that was said before, including Rabbi Yochanan, he's the last member, about the cotton pareah. So Tosfos says, why should you throw out Rabbi Yochanan? They don't explain why should you reject Rabbi Yochanan with the Braisa, without any explanation. The Gemara just says, we don't accept his opinion. So Tosfos says, no, it doesn't mean we're rejecting him. We're modifying his sheet. He says you have to have katan pareach. That's one point. And then Rab Nachman Adzan, it has to be also viodeh lemim mevorchem, which in most of the time will be. A child is 11, 12 years old, will certainly know, unless he has a shvacha kump. So then Rab Nachman says you got to have both. Yishlamu dekoya katan pareach kolayma. The katan pareach, the mizamnim alav. Rab Yechanan's member that you can be mitzarefim to bench mizum and hanadavke hayodeh lemim mevorchem, which ravayhu be'inu. You need both. So then, why did they quote the story of Abai Barava? If Yodel Mimavarchim is a modification on Pareach, so a Kotten HaPareach, if he's any Yodel Mimavarchim, he's a very Shvacha Kot. So, how are you showing how brilliant Abai Barava were at the age of 12 that they knew where God was? So, Taisa says what they write in the Taisa Abai Barava, the same shot. So they say, Ula Perushena, according to our interpretation, not that Rabbah was testing whether he can bench for Zuman. Nah. When they were 12 years old, they were brilliant. Not shy. They were not cut from Perech. They were nowhere near 12 years old. Dim Kane, Mahu Ribu Saim Yodim Lamim Mavorch. Rab Nami Diavad, Hana Laharish Eshban Bina, Hank Tan, Vlam is Amnamala. Fine. That's what they repeat in the next thesis, the little place. The Amr of Shain. Okay. The Omer Rabbeinu Tam. So what are we rejecting? We're modifying Rabbi Yochanan. So what are we rejecting? The Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Afal pi delei silchus kachol hanishmaitz. We reject everything. Everything means everything after the member of Liolam, your Rabbi Shimon Levi, Liolam Yashkamar al Beis Haknesses, Deshiiskev Yimne, Masor Rishonim, etc. Everything after that memra. But whatever preceded that memra, there's no reason to reject it. What does it say? The Yodeya, the Gemara says you need a combination of both. He should be Pareach and Yodeya Lemimavarchim. Aye, but if you're accepting Rabbi Shulman Levi, Akotna Tinek Amuto Bariso, so Tosfos says, Haina Dafke Bishloisho. If you have Asoro, you don't even need Pareach. You don't even need Yodeya Lemimavarchim. Amuto Bariso is also good. But if you want to bench Mizuman Bishloisho, so then you have to have that it should be. That's the first suggestion that Tosfos gave on the bottom. Yeshloimar. On the bottom of Mem Zainam and Beis, he said, "Bishlam the Hasmari Basora, Ochamari Bishlosha." Rabbi Shimon Malevi says, "Kotamuto Barisa, Yikimim Mitzarif Mosamosa Sniflasora." That's Asora. And Rabbi Yechanan requires Pareach, and the Gemara modifies it. You need two conditions, Pareach plus Yadel Mimi Varchim, that's the Bimit Sarachim Tishlosh. Fine. That's the first answer that Tosafot gave on the bottom. That's what they were assuming here. And the Dafka Mishalav. So what does it go on? We're not rejecting him. But they can now mishari mafsik agmar mitaimbo, so my said the Rablazer, he's Mishach the Evid, and he is Mitzach one Evid. And Liol Miyashkin Modam. The Tanya Kavose. I don't know, what's Tanya Kavose? Those two words don't fit in here. Something wrong here. No? You have to take a look. There must be some misprint. What's Tanya Kavose? There is no Tanya Kavose. Liol Miyashkin Modam, Vyimna. I don't know. Elokoi, someone on the back probably crosses out Tanya Kavos. Elokoi, Hani Shmaitse, the Bosser, Tanya Kavos. We don't have any Tanya Kavos. The Yashkim. What we're rejecting are the memories that follow. The Olam Yashkim, Modem Yimna, Ben Asor, Rishan, Kugon Tisha Bioran, the Shabbos, the Shnaim, the Tisha Nirim Kasor, Shnaim, the Charedim, the Cotton Pareach. The Cotton Pareach. Avagav the Tana Braisa Hochi Lasi Pareach. Yeah, Yamidena Rav Nachman Be'eni Yodeya. What is this slowly? What is this line? The Cotton Pareach, are we rejecting that too? So Tosi said before, no, we're not rejecting. The first line of Tosi said, we're not rejecting Rabbi Yechanan about Cotton Pareach, we're just modifying. It has to be Pareach, Bitsirov Yodeya, Lemim Avachim, Danishibim, Itztarev. To a Zimun of Shloshim. Now, what is Tosis saying? The same thing now. But this is a different Bala Tosis. What do they say now? The Cotton Pareach Avogav the Tana Braisa Hochi. So, how can you say Leisilchus HaKavosi? Why should you reject it? Avogav the Tana Braisa Hochi. Lasuya Pareach. Yeah, the Gemara was Medayeg. Yamideno Rav Nachman Be'enu Yodea Lemi Mevorchim. What does that mean? What do the words mean? In the beginning of the Tosafot, they said, no, it's mean you need a combination of both. Rav Nachman is modifying the Braisa. He needed Tziruf of Yedei Levim Avarchim plus Katan Pareach. And now they're saying, not so. He's rejecting it. What is he saying? The Katan Pareach, Avagab Dutana Braisa, Hochi, Lasui Pareach, Yamiden Rav Nachman, Ve'eni Yodeya, Levim Avarchim, Sifis Pareach, then he is mitzarev to Azimun. And Rav Nachman says, you don't need parech. It's either one or the other. On top of that, they said you need a combination of both. The Rav Nachman is modifying Rabbi Yechanan. And now they're saying it's either or. The Braisa that says, Kotem parech, avgam tana Braisa, hochi, azirach, yamden Rav Nachman, but any day lemim v'orchim. If you have yedei lemim v'orchim, you don't need parech. If you have parech, you don't need yedei lemim v'orchim. Why do they have to say different Bala Tesis? In one Tesis, they're presenting two different Shatim. Behind the Namikir Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the Omaliel Cotton, Aim is Amnim Allah, Pirish Mutal Bariso, Achiadea, Lemi, Mivorchim. The bench Mizuman for Shloisha is Mutal Bariso is no good, because Mutal Bariso is not Yedea, Lemi, Mivorchim. Avlos Moses Snif, Lasar, Pirish Lebichus Hamazim, Hadin, Letfilo. How do you know that whoever could be mitzaref to asora for benching could be mitzaref to asora for davening for a minion? Because the Gemara asked the kasha like that. The Gemara asked the kasha. How can Rabbi Shimon Levi say that the Kotam Mutam Arisa could be mitzaref him to a minion? So it should be the same thing by the Eved. One Eved, the Yomer Rabbi Shimon Levi, one Eved is mitzaref to a minion. Then the Gemara asked the kasha. From the Maisa Berab Lezer Shenichnus LeBeis HaKnesses, there was no minyan. What's the kasha? That's to Lein Kriyas HaTorah, Parsha Zohar, or to Daven, Kaddish Kedusha and Baruch Hu. And here he's talking about Benjamin Zuman Basso. So you see that the Gemara equates the two. Avlos Moses Niflas HaPirish LeBichos HaMazim, Hu Adin LeTfilo. The Gemara equates Bichos HaMazim Basor and Tfilo Basor. That whoever is mitzdarif to the benching mezuman is mitzdarif also to the davening. The behola palig Rav Nachman. That what Rav Nachman doesn't disagree that one cotton mutal barisa can be mitzdarif. Chiboy yodeya lemim avarchan and parech kid aprecious. This is going back to the first pshat that you need both conditions, not Just two lines ago, they said either A or B. Now they're going back to the pshat that they said at the beginning of the Tosfos, that you need the combination of both. Said, but anyway, they're saying that the whole story, the combination of both, is only if you want to bench b'shloisha. I will sniff lasar, ma'idul Rabbi Shimblei, b'sniff lasar v'adin le'tefila kot mitzdar. V'dekanami, how can you prove that what dekanami? How can you prove that there's an equation between the minyan for dvarim shebikdusha and the minyan for bench mezumin? Dekanami, de paruch halami ma'isa de Rabbi Lezer, shoy le'tefila, the Mishum Alevi, the Marabim b'chaz ha'mazer. Mishum Alevi only said it kot mutam baris and mitzdar to 10 for benching mezumin. And they asked Akasha from the Maisa Barab Lezer, which is not talking about Bench Mezumah, that's talking about the Kaddish Gendush and Baruch. So see that the Gemara equates that too. Aye, but the Medrash Rabbah says that there's a difference. Mi Utaima the Bereshis Rabbah Kamar Allah the Rabbi Shimon Levi Hadad the Taima the Birchas Hamazon Rabbi Shimon Levi is then in a cotton mutal barisa and an eved is mitzdarev. One eved, one cotton is mitzdarev. That's only for Bench Mezumah. Aval the Tefila, but for Dvarim Shebikdusha not. So what do you do with the Medrash Rabbah? It's against the Gemara. So Rabbi Natan says you throw it out. It's against the Gemara, so you throw out the Medrash Rabbah. Hayom Rabbi Natan, then Alochi came with Fisher Chaylak Al Gemara Shalano. The Vader B'Shem Elevel Inyan Tefila Nami Kamen Midipach Miuvet the Rabbah Lez Ma'ariv B'Tefila. He says when it's a conflict between the Bereshis Rabbah and the Talmud Bavli, so we follow the Talmud Bavli. That's what Tosfos says. Then they start with the story. Yesh Mitzar from Kotel Tefila Rakshi Eichumish B'Yodai. Only if he holds on to a chumash. Arba min etam that's a minik shtus. Rabbi Natan is the one who has the famous tshuva that's printed on the bottom of the Mordechai and Gittin. He says that the word minik is sometimes osi is gehenim. No, it's always. Men nun haygimel. It's always osi is gehenim. But he says sometimes there's a minik shtus. A minik shtus that you're not allowed to follow. On the first daf in Bava Basra, Tosfos quotes on the first Mishnah in Bava Basra. It says, "Shutvim shirotzu lasas mechitza." The two neighbors agree that they want to make a wall to separate. Each one should have privacy. So, if they want to make it from this material, should be so thick. They want to make it that material, should be so thick. Want to make it a third material, so thick. Then, and what about plastic? And what about the other materials? So then it says, "Hakol kamin gamdina." So Tosfos asks the kashim. Once he said, "Hakol kamin gamdina," so what do you have to give examples? If it's material A, B, C, just say, how thick do you have to make it? So Tosfos says, no. The Mishnah means to say, if the minhag hamdina is on the three A, B, and C, the three materials that we mentioned, to make it thicker, then it says in the Mishnah, that's a minhag shtus, and you can't make your next neighbor waste money to chip in, to pay half of that wall. You don't need a wall that's 5 feet thick. If it's from stone, it should be so thick, and if it's from plaster, it should be so thick. And so the Rabbi Natan says, "Bikan yesh lomod." From this Mishnah, Baba Basra, you can infer that there's some in Hagam that you're not allowed to follow, because the Mishnah spells out how thick it should be. Gvil kosis gvis, what is it? Gvil kvisim levenim. I forgot already the Mishnah, the opening Mishnah, Baba Basra. So that's the first Tosfos on the Mishnah, on the opening Mishnah, Baba Basra. Tosfos has that comment. So that's what he says over here. This is a minik shtus. Amar Rabbi Natan, the minik shtusim. The chayechid yama oto aron gabruhu. Just like the Gemara says, can you be mitzarf the aron with 9 people? The aron a kodesh and not a human being. Hachanami atu chumish gabruhu. Why does it help if you have a katna holding on to a chumish? It doesn't make any sense. The Gemara says that a katna is mitzarev, is mashma. He's not holding on to any chumish. Afila b'lo chumish. Oh. Where is there any mocker at all for such a wild idea that you should hold on to a sefer Torah? Where does the whole minig shtus come from? Minig shtus has to have a mocker also. It's an incorrect mocker. Well, where does it come from? Oh, they misunderstood pshat in the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer. That what it says by ibra hashana dikama bishloishem ma'abrimas hashana. That's a mishnah in the first parak in the first mishnah in Sanhedrin. Ibra Hashanah Mikra Adin can be done with the Bezin of 3. The same as Kiddush HaChodesh. Ibra Hashanah means the Bezin convenes and they declare that this year is going to have 13 months instead of 12 months. They declare Shana Zutehimu Beres, so it's going to be an Adar Sheni after the Adar Rishon. So it says that Mikra Adin 3. The Mishnah says there that you start with 3, then you move on to 5, then you end off with 7. Imibru Bishloshimu Beres. If the Bezin of 3 did the whole job, so the evidence is good. Mikra Adin, you only need 3. Then it says, Rab Lezer, I'm in Basori. You should have more pirsum. Ibra Hashanah should be done with a bezin of 10. That's a kasha that the Mefarshim talk about. What happened to the rule that ain't bezin shakal? How can you have a bezin of asara? The Gemara says in the first Perek Bava in Sanhedrin that the bezin should always have an odd number of rabbonim participants, in order that you shouldn't have a split vote. You should have someone should be able to break the tie. Ain't bezin shakal. There are a lot of Gemaras that talk about an even number of bezin. How can that be? So the various terutzim are given. The Stipula has a piece on Sanhedrin. He says the only teret that is gehalten is that he says the Shara Mishpat, Al Chosh Mishpat says the teret is that Bezen Shokum is only a din in establishing the minimum number of dayonim that you need for a bezin. So here the din is that the minimum number for Ibra Hashanah is 3. Once you know that 3 is the minimum, then you can have 4, 6, 8, 10. There is no halacha, but poil mamish that a bezin can ever be shokel. It's a din in being koveya, what's the minimum number of dayon? So we know the minimum number is 3. Sure. There is no problem in actuality if you have a bezin shokel. So Blezer, Basar, he's not saying that that's the minimum number of dayonim you need is 10. He also agrees that it's 3. He says, you should really, lechatchil, you should do with more pirsum. Everyone should know that it's a shonim uberin, so you should have 10 dayonim there. In this matu, what happens if they don't have 10 dayanim? Medim sefer Torah ve'osim agula, and everybody stands around in a circle. Shoin. So you see, because you don't have a minion, so that's why you took a sefer Torah. So that's where the mocker betoyes comes from, that if you don't have a minion, so you get a sefer Torah, and the child holds on to the sefer Torah. Oiches chumish biyodah. So Tesis says, it doesn't say, it says you don't have him nismato, you don't have 10, so in order to make the pirsum better, so the 9 people who are there should hold on to a sefer Torah. They should have a sefer Torah in the eagle, in the middle of the circle. And even if you'll say that there is such an inyan, that the cotton should hold on to a sefer Torah, but that's a sefer Torah, but not, we don't, they didn't require the kid should hold on to the sefer Torah. They require kid should hold on to a chumash. So a chumash is not a sefer Torah. It's written on both. Sefer Torah is written on one side of the parchment. So you keep on going. A chumash that they had wasn't, they didn't have a printing, so they had, but they had, it was written on both sides of the page. Or even if it's written on one side of the page, but it was clipped together. It wasn't written big lila, not that you keep on reading straight on the same side of the page, hemshech, hemshech, hemshech. You have to switch one page, another page, numbers that clip together. So that's not called a sefer. That's not called a sefer. He says, V'yod, Hasanami lo kamer, the sefer Torah has a bigilion. Gilion means it's big lila. It's all on the same side of the page. Al b'chumash m'shalon alo. Chumash alon, let's say the way we have printed now. That's b'chlal not a sefer shalom. So he doesn't. He's not happy with that minig that they would say that a cotton is mitzdarf to asara if he holds on to a sefer Torah. Doesn't have to hold on to a sefer Torah. He says the halach is like Rambam Shmuel that even a cotton amuta barisa is also mitzdarf. Fine. Miu karma b'Yerushalmi Amar Rabbi Yosi. There was a time Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafto. So he wants to refer to his father. So he has to call him always Abba Chalafto. You're not allowed to call your father by his first name. Then I'll call you. You're not allowed to call your in-laws by the first name either. I don't know. There are people who call their mothers-in-law by the first name. I thought they were crazy. You're not allowed to call your parents by the first name. You're not allowed to call in-laws either by the first name. You're permitted to call your wife by her first name. Okay. Yeah. So he says, Amar Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta makes a comment. Zimna, many occasions, I would eat with my father, Abba Chalafto, and with my uncle, Reb Chanina Bar Sarsi Chabivi. The three of us would eat together, my father, my uncle, and me. V'lo mizamnini lavoi. They wouldn't be mitzarif me to the Zeman. Sounds like three. They wouldn't be mitzarif me to the bench mezuman of three. Ad sheheveisi shtei Cyrus, until I brought shtei Cyrus. So what does that mean? Till he became a cotton pareach, or till he became bar mitzvah? What does it mean, ad sheheveisi shtei Cyrus? Mishal Mashma did it starf lizimun loy avdin uvde at sheyavish de Cyrus. What do you mean, Mishal Mashma? That's explicit. It's a funny Russian. Mishal is Boyer. Mishal says, He's not saying what the din is. He says, in practice, we don't do that. So the inference is, yeah, that's for mizuman of three. But for davening purposes, to be mitzar for cotton to daven, so he says he can still say like the Rabbeinu Tam, that the din is still like Rabbi Shimon Levi. Because the Yerushalmi is only talking about siruf lizimun l'shloisha. L'chayrim. Then he says, "Mitochay Yerushalmi has that pirishvi." Disagrees. He doesn't cut and sniff lasar lo le tefila lo le bichas hamos. He disagrees. The first balatosis is saying for the Yerushalmi is mashma. He ate with his father, with his uncle, and himself was three. So for mezuman of three, we said before, you're not mitzar for cotton until he's cotton parech for yadela mi mezamnim. Okay. So he says atchiyavish de saris. Okay. And now the re is that this drain everything farkert. Okay, Yerushalmi is that pirish re farkert from the previous balata. Ainos and cotton sniff la sar lo le tefila v'lo le bichas hamos. It really doesn't say that at all. Gam hayam re she gam rabbeinu tam. There's another thing. Gam rabbeinu tam atzma lo hayam noig. Lasses came, lasses cotton, sniff, lasser, lasser, meiser. Even though the Rabbeinu Tam said that is the din, theoretically that is the din, but in practice he himself was never makel. In different places, the Rabbeinu Tam has different opinions, like egg matzahs. The Rabbeinu Tam says he doesn't see what's wrong with egg matzahs, so Taisus quotes himself, but he himself never ate the egg matzah, only on Erev Pesach he ate it. But on Pesach he wouldn't be makel against his grandfather. Rashi holds you're not allowed to, so he wasn't makel. A lot of times Rabbeinu Tam developed the Shita, but he himself didn't want to rely on his own original Shita. So that's what the Ri was a nephew of the Rabbeinu Tam. He said, Gam hayam Ri, Shigam Rabbeinu Tam, Atzma, lo hayam noig lasses kain, lasses cotton, sniff, lasara. If they didn't need it, if they had a lot of Jews in their community, okay. But if you live in a community where you don't always have a minion, so that's where the minyan by many achrayim was, that they were mekel. Minchas alaza has a tshuva. A lot of people were mekel. But also, my hilka chapei luchumish biyado lo mahani kire peirashnu. He says, according to the Ri, that the Rabbeinu Tam himself never relied on it. Halacha lamaisa. So even if you hold on to a chumish, also it doesn't make any sense. Why give the lamahani cotton levad? The gam chumish biyado lamahani. If a cotton is not, if you're not following the Rabbi Shulman Levi's memra, you're following this Yerushalmi, which the Ri claims contradicts Rabbi Shulman Levi. That's what Tosfos is going to say. It's not so. The Yerushalmi is talking about three. He says, me and my father, Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta, his father, Rabbi Chalafta, and his uncle, Chabibi, his uncle. So the three of them not. So the Ri says, no, from the Yerushalmi is mashma, they would never mitzar from even to make a sniff lasar. Came the lamahani cotton lebad and I'm chumish bar lamahani. Niu cotton parech v'yadei lemi mevarchem mashma shemevarchem alav gam bishlosho kibraise. Like a man that palig. In other words, what he says when the Yerushalmi says they wouldn't be mitzarif me to zimun, at sheheves ishtei sairos. So what does it mean? It doesn't mean till he became a full-fledged gadol, shonim v'simanim. He's saying, no, Anshei Beisei Shtei Saris is the same as cotton parech, that kula we do follow. If you have the combination of both, the cotton parech and yadei l'mi mevorchim, Rab Nachman's modification of Rab Yechanan, so that is okay. V'zeh l'shon Rabbeinu she'poisek maskona de milsa. V'zeh l'shon Rabbeinu she'poisek maskona. See, each line of Tesis is a different Bala Tesis here. Somebody put together quotations from different Bala Tesis. Maskona de milsa. Einos in cotton sniff la sora lezimun v'letfilo v'leshlosho. You're not allowed to make the cotton tziruf to minyan. Al chiyavish de saris kiuvta de Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta b'Yerushalmi. Okay. What I mean by Yerushalmi, Kotnam Sefer Torah, Osmos Hasnif, Aitz of Eferish Yerushalmi. So what did Rabbeinu Tam say that it's a minik shtus? Here it says Kotnam Sefer Torah. Oh, yeah, I read that it's a misprint in Yerushalmi. You shouldn't say Kotnam V'Sefer Torah, that is holding on to the Sefer Torah. You should say Kotnam L'Sefer Torah. He should get an aliyah. That a Kotnam Zagla, the minion ha Shiva Kruim, Klemer. Snif L'Kriyas HaTorah Komer. V'dafka hosam only over there by Kriyas HaTorah, do we allow it? It's not talking that he's mitztarif to the asara. No, he's not. He's claiming he's not mitztarif to the asara. He gets an aliyah. Kedisim and Megillah katan alelim in Yeshiva. The Kama Hakol alelim in Yeshiva. Afilu katan afilu isha. Eloi have isha would have been if not for kabbat atzibur. And the Gemara says a brisa that we don't permit an isha to get an aliyah because of kavod hatzibur. A katan, the Gemara doesn't say there's a problem of kavod hatzibur. The one who did away with the katan's aliyah was the Magen Avraham, because he quotes the two opposing shitas. What do we permit the katan to do? What do we not permit him to do? Avlishad devarim lo, not as far as getting an aliyah to be mitzar for katan dominion. So this balatesis is pushing against the rabbinic tam. And even if you say that there is a legitimate bona fide source for such a concept as a cotton holding on to a Sefer Torah, but not to a Chumash, not to a printed Chumash. Sefer Torah means big lila. Even if there is a valid source, the cotton Chumash is mitzarf. Only a Sefer Torah that rolls, that's all written on one side of the page. They didn't have printed, but was similar to printed laws, written on both sides of the page. Or it's sewed up on this side. Sewed up like by us. Even if it's written on one side of the page. But if it's sewed up over here, and it doesn't keep our reading, doesn't flow on one side like the Sefer Torah. Isn't God
it's
that.
I don't care how it's printed. You should say it's the Torah.
It's less than a Sefer Shalom. You have to have Dafka a Sefer Shalom. So Sefer Shalom means all written on one side of the page and it flows. It's a Hemshech. But if it's written like a Gemara, like a printed Chumash on two sides of the page, and it's clipped together, so that doesn't flow. Let's say you write a get on two sides of the page. So it's questionable whether it's good or not. Let's say the get begins here and it continues there. It's questionable whether it's good. If the get is written in two columns, that's enough in a thesis, in Saita, that is good. The get in two columns. Because the both columns are on the same side of the page. Just like a Sefer Torah, there's a Hemshech from the first column to the second column to the third column. So the get written in two columns is also good. But if you have the get written on two sides of the page, I think Taisus is not so sure. Megillah Seita also. Taisus and Seita talks about it. And Daf Yud Zayin. So the Pashta says Megillah Seita has to be written also on one side of the page. You write half on one side, half on the other side, there's no Hemshech. That's a modern thing, that you have a Hemshech from one side of the page to the other. Yeah. So this is a different Bali HaTaisis blending in. Let's see. The Pirush Rabbein Tam Chumash Ein Emol Klal B'Yad HaKotten Avol Kotten L'Chud. Rabbein Tam holds that that's a Minig Shtus, the Kotten should hold the Sefer Torah, a Chumash, Avol Kotten L'Chud Havi Snif. Sure. Rabbeinu Tam holds theoretically. Lemaisa, there he claims that Rabbeinu Tam never did it. Shaila would be, what if it would have been a big Shas HaTchak? Would the Rabbeinu Tam rely on his own sheet? Okay, so that's what Achrenim said, that yes. Aval Trey, only one cotton he make. Aval cotton l'chud, havi sniff, one cotton. Aval Trey, two ketanim lo. Kedayama that Gemara said earlier by the Abik Nani. Gabi Yuvda the Rablazer. Rabbeinu Tam perished. The Hud, Yerushalmi, Rablazer, Machalafta. Davka b'shloshimah, he disagrees with the Ri. The Ri says that the Yerushalmi said, Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta, many times he ate together with his father and his uncle, the Menev, Mitzarefim. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, yeah, the Menev, Mitzarefim, because it was Tzirah for Shloisha. So of course, that's the same as the Bavli. It doesn't contradict the Bavli. So how does the Ri? The Ri says, Mitoch Yerushalmi zeh, Pirush Ri, Leiresim Katan Snif Lasar Lola Tfilav Lola Bichas HaMozen. Where do you see? Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with the Ri. Rabbeinu Tam Pirush, not true. Ahid Yerushalmi, the Rabbi Yosef ben Chalaf, Davka b'shloshim Mari. For a Sarah, he would be Mitztarev. Yeah. So this is the big machloikas. This is the big machloikas. You look in the Rosh, in the Mordechai, the Echazer, over everything, they add on more missing lines here and there. The kids, these are the various shitas over here.
And the shita that seems to constantly be validating on some level, holding sacred Torah, the Ri? And then you can be
Yotze
both
if
you had
Katan
or
Old
Sefer Torah?
No, the Ri and the Rabbi and the Tam, they both not happy about holding the Sefer Torah.
Because he keeps kind of mentioning, Chumashim are definitely not good. So yeah. Kind of is...
To hold on to a Sefer Torah. Right. He said there was such an opinion, and he holds that it's not still not correct. Still not correct.
So why say not, but not Chumashim for sure?
Because they didn't have the child. The practice in Europe was those Kehillahs who were Mekel. So they were mekel that the child should hold on to a chumash, a printed chumash, something similar to a printed chumash. So they said, that's out of the question, that's for sure wrong. Even if there is some source, but it can't be because in the days of the Gemara they didn't have a chumash like we have, that it's all sewn up on one side like this, written on both sides of the page. So that's out of the question. Yeah. So this is the big machlokes. Yeah. So here in, so by the time it came down to the Shulchan Aruch, So it says that to be mitzaref, the bench mezumen, you have to have shana v'simon. You have to have shana v'simon. That's nobody said like that. And Gansanat said, they said, no, that's what the Yerushalmi said. He always ate with very many occasions he ate with his father and his uncle, and they would never be mitzaref me. What does that mean? So the Rabbeinu Tam says, it means what it says in the Bavli, Kotan Parech. So some of the Rishonim say no. The basis there says means shanim simonim till it was fully bar mitzvah. So that's the practice in Shulchan Aruch, that you shouldn't be mitzaref a person to mezumin, you shouldn't be mitzaref a person to a minyan unless you have shanim simonim. So then the question is, how do you know if he has shtei saris? How do you know when his birthday is? Everybody knows. He was born on Tu B'Shvat and he's 13 years old. So we know that yesterday he was 13. How do you know if he has Shtei Saris? You have to go check. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gemara Maseches Nida that we rely on the Chazaka de Rava. Rava says there's a Chazaka, Ruba de Leisa Kamon. The word Chazaka has been different meanings. So Rava says there's such a ruba d'leisa kamon that kol shehigil echlal shanim hegil echlal simonim, that a boy or a girl who's already yud gimel shanim yamechad yud bei shanim yamechad, that they probably have shtei saris. So the Gemara says you always have the right to rely on this chazaka unless you're dealing with a situation, let's say, of chalitza, because the pasuk says by chalitza kochi yosel ish shelo yivnes beisach v'ish prat lekotin. So that's a din deraisa that you need, that the one, the Yovam, is doing the chalitza has to be bar mitzvah. So there you don't rely on the chazaka de rabba kol shegil echalal shan magil chal simonim. You have to check actually to see if he really has the shtei saris. Or let's say to write a get. So a cotton cannot write the whole discussion in Maseches Gittin. Would be permitted cotton to write a get, lishmo, a cotton is a labardaz. Maybe since he's a labardaz, he can't create lishmo. So we wouldn't permit Lamaisa, we wouldn't permit a cotton. So the kid is already bar mitzvah. He was 13 on Tu B'Shvat. He was born 13 years ago on Tu B'Shvat, so he's already shonim. So the other Gemara says, you don't rely on the chazaka, the rabba kol shigil lechlal shem megil chazman. So this is a question of poskim, why are these two cases an exception to the rule? That the ksivis aget needs lishma, and the chalitza has to be done by a gadol. Why are they an exception to the rule? So some poskim say, all dinim deraisa were machmer. We don't rely on Chazaka de Rava with respect to Dinam de Raisa, only with respect to Dinam de Rabbanan. So to give the kid an Aliyah is only a Din de Rabbanan. To be Mitzar from to a Minyan is an issue de Rabbanan. The fact that you need a Minyan to say a Dabashim Ekdusha is only a Din de Rabbanan. To let him daven Farnomet, the kid's going to be Bar Mitzvah, so he's going to daven Farnomet. So you're not violating any Din de Raisa, you're just violating a Din de Rabbanan. If the Shliach Tzibur is a cotton, so you can't be Motzi the Tzibur with the Chazar Sashatz. So when you get to Dinam de Rabbanan, we rely on the Chazaka de Rabba, Kol Shigilach, Lal Shan Megilach, Lal Simonim. But when you get to Chalitza, Ksibis Aget, these are Dinam de Raisa. So there we don't rely on Chazaka de Rabba. Other Achrayim say no, it doesn't mean de Raisa versus the Rabbanan. Even on Dinam de Raisa, you also rely on Chazaka de Rabba. It's just that Chalitza and Gittiness are in Yoni issues. To be Mater and Eshishish Li Almo, or to be Mater Yivam Al Ashuk. So in Yonah Ebenezer, a mochomer. We treat them as being mochomer than in Yonah Orechaim. Yeah, what's an afkemina? An afkemina will be, let's say, to learn Parsha Zohar. If one should assume that Kriyas Parsha Zohar is their Raisa once a year, every year, some Rishonim seem to hold like that, Kriyas Parsha Zohar is their Raisa. So the kid was just by mitzvah. So if he has already hair growing on his face, so Tosis writes in Gittin, if he has a beard growing, so obviously he has Shtei Saris growing on Mokam HaErva as well. Or if he has hair growing in between his knuckles and the next joint on his finger, Binkishvi Etzbei Sehara, she says, so that's a similar dover, that he has Shtei Saris growing on his Eva HaErva as well. But if he doesn't have a beard growing and he doesn't have hair growing over here, so you don't really know if he has Shtei Saris, so then many Achrenim hold that you shouldn't rely and Chazaka de Rava to permit the child that was just by mitzvah that he should lain Parsha Zohar. Or some Achrayim insist, and Chazaluza has Taka Achiva about this. Chazaluza has a tshuva about the kid to lain the Megillah. A kid should lain the Megillah. So he says, he claims that reading the Megillah is Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah means Dinim Deraisa, Dinim Derabbanan, and then there's something in between. A Din Derabbanan that has the approval of the Bezen Shalmaila. How do you know it has the approval of Bezen Shalmaila? Divrei Kabbalah. If it's recorded in the Vim Uksuvim, so obviously it has the approval of the Ruach HaKodesh to be incorporated into the Kisvei HaKodesh. Divrei Kabbalah, the Rabbeinu Tam has a famous Tshuva, Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Damyon. Tagos Maimon, he quotes such a Tshuva Rabbeinu Tam. Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Damyon, that to be allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, fasting on Yom Kippur is a din deraisa. To be permitted to be allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, you have to be a Cholo Sheyesh Bo Safek Sakona. Stam Achol Hashem Sakon is not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. To be permitted to eat on a Tanya's Gishomim, if the Bezim is going to Tainis, because it's not raining, or to eat on Tisha B'Av Bizman Hazeh, so it says in Shulchan Aruch that it's only Midir Rabbanon. To eat on a Sarah B'Tei B'Shavah Sabatam is that's only a Din Dir Rabbanon, it's not Dir Kabbalah. So there Achol Hashem Sakon is permitted to eat. But the Rabbeinu Tam says that Bizman, that fasting on Shivasa B'Tamas was really Midibri Kabbalah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells you when the Navi says Tzomar Aviv, Tzomar Chamisha, Tzomar Shvi, so the Navi sometimes encourages the people that they should fast on the Taneisim. And then he says other times it's Ratz Mesanim, Ratzahim Mesanim, so it's only Midirabbanon or it's only Kvash Aviyu Alaychai, it's only a Minik. So the Rabbeinu Tam says when some Gedalia was really Midibri Kabbalah, Tzomar Aviv, with some Gedalia was with some Ashvi. Some Ashvi means the first day of the seventh month. Seventh month is Tishrei. The first month is Nisan. Nisan is the Chodesh HaRishon. So Tishrei is the Chodesh HaShvi. So when fasting on some Gedalia was really Midiri Kabbalah, then he says we would only be Mekel if the fellow would be a Safik Sakona. A Chodesh Yesh B'Sakona, because Diri Kabbalah could Diri Torah Damyon. But he says today, fasting on some Gedalia is only the Rabbanon. Or maybe even less, maybe it's only a minig, so therefore we're making any chodesh emes sakana is allowed to eat. So that's that famous Rabbeinu Tam, that he formulates that klal, divrei kabbalah kedivrei torah damyon. So a lot of achreinim ha-machmir, just like benegeh, this, one should assume that benegeh to all dinim deraisa, your machmir, not just benegeh to chalitza and get, your machmir, not to rely on the chazoka derova, but with respect to all dinim deraisa, your machmir, not to rely on chazoka derova. So that's what the Minchas Zalozer writes in his Chumash. We shouldn't permit a boy who just became bar mitzvah to lay in the Megillah, because Kriyas HaMegillah is Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Torah Damyon, and you don't rely on Chazaka Derovah.
What's wrong with the Rasa Kanam where they write? Why should
we be Mahmoud? It's probably a Chumrim with the Rabbanah. That's what the Gemara says in Nida. We rely on the Chazaka Derovah. Rav is Rubit Alaysa Kamon. We rely for everything except for chalitza and forgitten. So what does it mean? So there's a stir in Magen Avraham. In one place the Magen Avraham says all dinim deraisa, and the other place it says only in yoni ishus. So a stir in the Magen Avraham gufa. So the Mishnah Berurah here on this din, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rishonim, you look in the Rosh and the Mardchai, say, says the bottom line is the Yerushalmi says they wouldn't be mitzarif me till achevesi shtei sairis. So those the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rishonim say Hebesu Shtei Saris is not equivalent with Katan Pareach. Hebesu Shtei Saris means Shonim V'Simonim. Shonim V'Simonim. But if you have Shonim, you assume that you have Simonim. You have a right to assume you have Simonim. So here the Mishnah Berurah talks a little bit about these dinim. If it would have been a din, he says, if Mizuman would have been a din deraisa, we would not have relied on Chazok and the Rava. But he says the Rav HaRishonim hold that Mizuman is only a din mederabbanon. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. You can add on, even if Mizuman would be Rav Soloveitchik thought Mizuman was a din deraisa, we discussed on the first daf. That could be Mizuman as a din deraisa, but this din that you don't allow a cotton to be mitzarf to the zimah, that's only mederabbanon. That's only mederabbanon. So since the whole need for a godl is only mederabbanon, so you can rely on the chazoka derava. Anyway, but here, this is where the Mishnah Berurah writes, that the Rav HaRishonim, the Rashbon, the Ra'oh, and this Gemara, they all hold that, he says, Rav HaRishonim hold like that, the Mizuman is only Midirabbanon, so therefore, Chazaka Derove can be relied on over here. You don't even have, even according to that opinion in the Magen Avraham, that by all Dinim Deraisa, you have to be Machmir, this for sure is not a Din Deraisa. Yeah, that's the Minchas Aloza has such a chiddush. He claims that Mikra Megillah is a Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Torah Damyon. that Shabini Rav has in his tshuvas, he takes issue with the Mincha Saluza. He says that it's not correct. He says that it's he has a Rashi in the end of Tainus. Rashi on Tainus is not by Rashi, but still, whoever it is. So we assume that this comment is accurate. The Rashi writes on Tainus that a din that's recorded in the Bei Maksuvim only has the status of Dibur Kabbalah if it's written Baloshen Tzivu. You have to do this. But it just describes what the common practice was. That is not elevated to the level of Dibur Kabbalah. So he says, Lasus sasim in my mishta v'simcha mishloch manas ish l'reim matanas l'avyayinim sudas purim and shalach manas matanas l'avyayinim, those are Dibur Kabbalah. But Mikra Megillah never says you have to read, never says in the Megillah you have to read the Megillah. It says, Hayamim ha'ela nizkarim v'na'asim. So the Gemara says, nizkarim means that the story is spoken of. Nizkarim. Story is spoken of is a reference to Mikra Megillah. That's the whole source from Mikra Megillah. But it doesn't say you have to read the Megillah. It says they would read the Megillah. So since it doesn't say Beloshin Tzivu, he says that Shabina Rav has in his tshuva is based on this Rashi in the end of Tainus that Mikra Megillah is not called Dibur Kabbalah. Rabbi Kiveger on Hilchas Purim quotes the Turi Evan that if a person is a Sofik Deraisa Luchumr Sofik Derabana Lekula, what about a Sofik Dibur Kabbalah? Also Luchumr Sofik. If a person is not sure if he missed the word in Mikra Megillah, so he says he has to hear over the whole Mikra Megillah because Sofik Dibur Kabbalah, Dibur Kabbalah Kedibur Torah Damyan, got a lane over. So Rabbi Kiveger is also like that. It's not just the Mincha Saloza is not the one who discovered America over here. Rabbi Kiveger quotes it from the Turi Evan. That the Turi Evan considers Mikra Megillah Dibur Kabbalah. Shabina Rav takes them all up. He doesn't want to quote the Turi Evan. He doesn't want to quote that he's disagreeing with the Shach Zion Rabbi Kiveger. Just quotes the latest one. He's a pushover. Mincha Saloza is easier to bump over. Rabbi Kiveger is a little harder. So he just quotes the Mincha Saloza, claims that Mikra Megillah is the Dibur Kabbalah, and he says he disagrees because of the Rashi and Tainus. Yeah, but here, the reason why I went into the whole dissertation is because the Mishnah Berurah here, when the Shulchan Aruch says that we need Shonim V'Simonim, that's how some Rishonim read the Yerushalmi, that they wouldn't be Mitzarech Miyashah Vesel Shtei Sairis, not only to, yeah, they wouldn't be Mitzarechim at all, not the way it says in the Bavli, they say they're Machmeh for the Yerushalmi, like Atlo Tabir Ulta. Lemaise, we don't rely on the Bavli, we're Machmeh like the Yerushalmi. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, but if he has Shonim, then we assume he has the Simonim, because the whole institution of Mizumin is only Midrabbana. So when you get the Din of the Rabbana, you do rely on Chazaka Dira. So that's what we added on. You don't necessarily have to say that the whole institution of Mizumin is only Midrabbana. It could be Mizumin is Deraisa, but the requirement for Bar Mitzvah is only Midrabbana. Okay, this is the famous Tosfos. Good. Maybe we'll stop here. Tomorrow, people want to learn Gemara. Usually on Thursday, we do Parshas HaShavua. We didn't even start the Perek, so we have a democratic process here. It's okay. How many people want to learn Parshas HaShavua? Okay. We'll try to do something on the Parshas HaShavua.